Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Pid Simon Reish Stadi Aleph, Sif Gimel, middle of Dini Sudesh Lishith, page 135. Okay? So we say over here, Sif Gimel, Im Nimshecha Sudas HaBoker Ad Shigi Azman HaMimcha. So as the custom is in many homes in America, you have a very long Sudesh Shabbos day. Okay? Especially, once again, let's think about the winter. You come home from Shul 12 o'clock. You talk to your guests a little bit. You don't start till 12:45. Then as soon as Nimshach, all of a sudden, it's 3:30 in the afternoon, and you're ready to bench. But oy vey, you actually wanted to do Mekai in the mitzvah of Sudah Shlishis. It's going to be a half hour later. You're going to have to leave for Mincha. How are you going to Mekayim Sudah Shlishis? It says the Mechaber over here, Nimshach Sudah Shlishis, those are boker. Actually, Giyaz Men, Mincha. Yasik Kasudah, you should start the Sudah, V'yivarach Birkas Amazon, V'yivarach Birkas Amazon, V'yito Yoto V'yivarach Birkas Amazon. See, you said, basically stop the Sudah, say Birkas Amazon, wash again, right now, and then you make another Amotzi. Okay, is this a good thing? Says the Mechaber Menachon Adavar. This is a good idea. Shim lo aya osikin, because if you don't do this, miyachas shenimshcha sudas haboker and otosha, since the sudas haboker went until this very late hour, lo aya yachol lechol achakach el achila gasa, you would only be allowed to eat, you would only be able to eat an achila gasa. And if you'll ask if it's going to be an achila gasa half an hour from now, so it's for sure going to be achila gasa right now also. How's this going to help to stop your sudas? That's the Mishnah Berurah over here. Tzikon tezvav. Ella achila gasa ki goes mana achila hetzmucha psucha mash enkin achar suda. While you're still osik and eating, like your stomach's a little bit open, you can still put more food. But if you let the food start to digest, you'll become so bloated that it'll become an achila gasa. Therefore, if you do it right away, you'll still have room in your stomach. That's what the Mechaber says. But there's a bigger problem over here. The bigger problem over here is, l'chora, this is a bracha she'ina tzricha. Okay, this is a bracha she'ina tzricha. Okay, is this going to be allowed at all? How can we just stop our surah? This is similar to what we saw before. The Bach says, you got to have a snack, make a bracha akorna, have another snack, in order to be mashli mea brachos. This is similar din over here, but not because of mea brachos, in order to mekayim surah shlishis. So it seems to be over here, the Beis Yosef is mechalik. He would not necessarily hold like the Bach before. They could do this by any brachos, just in order to get to 100 brachos. But over here, for Sudah Shabbos, the Beis Yosef does allow you to do this. The Beis Yosef does allow you, because he says this is part of Kavod Shabbos over here, that you go ahead, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush. He says this is part of Kavod Shabbos, to have Sudah Shlishis, we're going to allow you to stop your Sudah in the middle in order to Mekayim Sudah Shlishis. But not everyone holds like this. Not everyone holds like, says the Ramah over here, okay, vim soed harbi pami b'shabbos tzarech l'chol sudah. Okay, number one, sorry, this is the wrong Ruma. Ruma says, avol mishi yodea she'esher l'chol achar she'sfal mincha. Someone who knows is not going to like that. He still could eat after mincha. Dahainu that he would not eat. He'll be able to eat. It's not going to be a chilagasa. Imat zibor lo yasa sudah shlishis kol mincha. Don't do sudah shlishis kol mincha. Miui masa yatsa. If he did this, he would be yotzei. Once again, this could be what the Roma is pointing out before. You're not really supposed to eat sudah shlishis before mincha. You're supposed to wait till after mincha, like we saw before. That's one problem. But the other problem is what we just said a moments ago. Sifkatan yudzayin says over here. Sifkatan yudzayin, first wide line. It says mikol makom. If you could eat shir kebeitz of yoser after mincha k'nisal v'siv aleph, yo lo yichalek sudas shachris v'shtayim. Don't split up your afternoon sudah into two different sudas. The hayesh omrim the asr lasos gain mishum bracha shena tzricha. Because there are those who say this is considered a bracha shena tzricha. Okay, even though we're going to say maker to din, since you need it for sudat shlishis, we're not going to call a bracha shena tzricha. But lichatchila, definitely one should not rely on this. Be like we said before, the Mechaber says a chachabein and berosho. Think about ahead of time. Don't have your Sudah Shabbos go till 3:30 in the afternoon. Start earlier. Don't go so late. In order that you see or save room for a Sikhanesh Shalosh Shudas in the normal time, in the correct time, and not have to split up your Su'udah. The Mishnah Berurah also points out, if you are going to do this, let's say you're stuck, you're in your family, you can't tell your parents what to do, okay, your parents are going to do this, and therefore you're going to get stuck, and they're not so into Shalosh Shudas, and therefore you want to have this as your Shalosh Shudas, what would you do? So says the Mishnah Berurah, cutting your dalid, cut the achronim, after you've benched the first time, she'achar kach yakum v'yilich ma'at bein time. You should go outside for a little bit of a walk, in order to make some type of hesek between the sudas. Okay? You make the hesek between the two sudas, and therefore that's what you should do. Says Moreno Rabin Rabin Evans over here, v'yilich, very interesting, says, Tzarech in besukkis. If this applies, if this happens on Shabbos Sukkah, Sukkis, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, im nachal natzeis mehasukkah b'shil zeh. If it would be correct to leave the sukkah in order for this, because over here, as we've talked many times, this would be a chumrah sha'ati de'kula. It's a chumrah in Hilchos Brachos, but it's a kula in Hilchos Sukkah. Right now, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa. You're sitting in the sukkah. To leave the sukkah, l'chor sagi milman ma'at bein time, it's l'chorah. It's good enough just to learn a little bit in between, and therefore, if it involves in sukkah, it says, don't leave the sukkah. Just learn a little bit. Have some type of hefsik in between the surahs in order to create this separation between the two dinim over here. Okay, so that is Siv Gimel. Moving on to Siv Dal. Ein tzarich lekadesh besuda shlishis. Spaskins the mechaber like the shitas that hold there is no kiddush in and shalashuris. And this is the opinion of Rov Rishonim that do not hold. They hold there is no kiddush in suda shlishis. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds there is kiddush also at suda shlishis. You have to say a bray b'ri gavan over a cup of wine. Now there's a machlokas within the Rambam. Is this have to be done before the Suda? Or can even though as long as you have a cup of wine during the Suda, it's like some type of Kiddush, Al-Yidei Yayin, and that's going to be good enough. As we just pointed out though, the Mechaber does point out, does paskin, like the Mechilin, Ein Tzarech L'Kadosh B'Suda Shlishis, Aval Tzarech L'Mtzoa Al Shtei Kikaros. You don't need wine, but you do need Lechem Mishnah. You need two Kikaros in order to go ahead and say a Motzi over here. Just once again, in terms of making Kiddush, we pass on like the Rov Rishon that you don't really need it. Mikar Dinah. What's the svara? Why by the first two sudas you do need it? We know Friday night's Del Raisa. You need a Kiddush. Shabbos day we said also that we're going to need it. Why didn't we Chazal Metakin also for the third suda? Okay, so Lechora, the reason is because Suda Shlishis, back in the day, they really only had two sudas. Okay, you added two Suda, especially once again during the winter. Suda Shlishis is nicker than it's Suda Shabbos. Okay, the fact that people are eating Suda Shlishis when they're not so hungry, it's only nicker Suda Shabbos. The Shabbos Bogi having a nice lunch in an afternoon, that looks like a regular Suda. Looks like a regular lunch. Therefore, we have to make Kaddish before it to show that it's Suda Shabbos. Now, Shengin Shal Shudas is nicker before the Atzah because it's not a normal Suda that you normally have. Okay, a little bit kasha during the summer, it's dinner time, but many times it's nicker that Suda Shlishis is already done the Kavod Shabbos, therefore you do not need to go ahead and say Kiddush. L'maisa, we do paskin l'kula, but nevertheless, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings on actually the Mishnah Berurah first. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Kav Aleph, might not know, he says, v'chein roi linog, one second. Oh, sorry. Second line. V'tov lahader levarach al yayin tocha suda. It's tov lahader levarach al yayin tocha suda. It's a good thing to, yes, say Kiddush in the middle of the suda. And Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal Dibur Masal Ein Tzarech. He says, "B'dasa Rambam yesh machlokas im tzarech lekadosh b'suda shlishis." Oh, rak lishtos b'yayin, is it good? You have to make kiddush before the suda, or you just have to drink wine during the suda? He says over here, "Ad morzal rishomos zal menor baslatzal nog lishtos b'yayin." He would make sure to be makbid to have a cup of wine during shalosh shudas. V'omar shekshe echem nivarcha yayin b'kol ram yotzekulam cholas kviyas suda shlishis al yayin. One person could go ahead and say the bray governor al kos yayin. Everyone's yotzi this inyan of being machmir for the Rambam. Suda Shlishis to have a cup of wine. So someone wants to take on as a chumrah, it's a chumrah to be makbid on this Rambam to have a cup of wine. Even if it's done b'tocha suda, that would be fine. But maker to din, we paskin, you do not need to have wine. But we did paskin, does the mechaber, you need shtei kikaros, you need lechem mishnah also at Suda Shlishis. And the Ramah adds even further that. Vim so it harba pami mishabbos. If you have a fourth or fifth suda on Shabbos, tzarich lechol suda beis kikaros. You're supposed to have lechem mishnah every suda you have. Zecher to the man that had two kikaros. So too, not just on Shabbos, the three sudas of it. Any suda you have on Shabbos, it's an inyan to have. And therefore, once again, this is the whole idea that Rosh Hashanah brings down Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal. It's also knowing that when you have Passover of a kiss, if you're having Kiddush, that's considered a suda. Also, this would be like the Ramah saying, even if you're planning having a real second suda and suda shlishis, but you're having Kiddush in the shul, take two Passover of a kiss and use those as your lechem mishnah. Those are your two kikaros over here, and you put them together and make borei mini mazonos in order to make kaim this din. Says the Ramah in the Hamshach. Even if you don't have two kikars, you should at least have one kikar shalim. Meaning, even if you don't have a kaim, you'll not have a kaim, lechem mishnah. To have two kikaros, at least have lechem shalim. At least here in Kaim, the din of Shalom, I mean, there's two different din. There's one is having Shleimim. Okay, that's a din generally in Hilchos Brachos in order to make a bracha on a Shalom. Over here, if you don't have two Kikar Shleimos, at least have one Kikar Shalom. That is Pasha the Minag, why many people are only Makbet, only have one Kikar Shalom, and they all that must speak. The Rama agrees with the Psak of the Mechara, the correct thing is to have Lechem Mishnah also at Suda, at Suda Shlishis. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Bura Paskins, the Rama Paskins over here. Says the Mishnah Bura over here, see, Kodun Chaf, to have a Shalom, Vim Ein Lo, so you don't have a shalim. You don't have two kikaros, and you don't have a shalim. And that's why it's good to have a box of matzahs always in the house, just in case you don't have enough lechem mishnah. Matzahs are a great way of keeping they don't go bad in there, or have pitas in the freezer. There you should always have extra lechem mishnah around, just in case you need. Sometimes an extra guest comes, or because someone came late, and you had to give one of the challahs to them, and you're lacking a challah, therefore you can have a new one. So you ain't low, but if let's say you don't have Dai beprusa, shikabetza, as long as, even if you have, the next best thing is have a slice of bread, as long as you have a kabetza like we learned we all. Yafa got the mitzvah lecha mishnah ain't low, because even he's not going to have the mitzvah lecha mishnah, which is a mitzvah lechatchilo, mitzvah sunah miyakiyam, he's still going to make kayim the din of see the shlishis al yidei bread. So once again, lechatchilo, two kikar shalim. If you don't have two kikar shalim, so at least have one kikar shalim. Okay, if you don't have that, then you go ahead and have it, ayidei prusa. It could be, if you can do money, you can be kayim lechem mishnah, even though if you have two shalims, two pieces is better than not. At least the idea of having two zecher to the man is also an idea. Now, says the Mishnah Brura, the Kodin Kaval Likach Shnayim, V'chein Roi Linag Lechatchila. So the Mechaber, the Rama, and the Mishnah Brura all say to have two Kikar Shleimos, that's the Lechatchila, Ki Asvara Rishona Hi Ha'ikar, because that is the Svara Rishona is the Ikar sheet over here. And then he says like this: Yimein Lecha Mishnah Kol Echem Yasum Mesubin. You don't have Lecha Mishnah for everyone around the table. Nachon Linag says Shabotzei Yichavin Liftor Reberkas Amotzei Kolam Mesubin. One person says have a mind like many people do. Have a motzi, one person who has a mind for everyone. So, that's how you could all be mekayim the din of lecha mishnah. Let's just read through Sifei, and we'll come back next time to make ha'aras over here. What if you don't have bread? Okay, can you mekayim suda shlishis al yidei other things when you don't have bread? So number one, he starts over here, tzara klasos of bepas. You're supposed to do it the pas that we all know also from Ziv Dalad. That is definitely the lechatchila sikot and kavbeis, says the Mishnah Brura, kevid yalfin and gimel sunos, megimel pam mayom, it says in the pasuk hayom. Three times we learned three sunos, dichti v'gabimon, tzara klasos of bepas. V'gamitza lechatchila, arbos v'madon and kefiyach altol, is also an idea to try and have other things, only other than bread, to have other good, delicious things. That is definitely the correct thing. Now it goes to the mechaber like this: the yeshom and shiachol asos bechol machol hasu mechamech meaning dogel. Meaning by suda shnia, vada you must have passed the mekayin your suda shnia. But over here, there are those who say it's good enough just to have mizonos. Okay, over here it's lav daka pasav mekissen. Even things that are not pasav mekissen. Noodles and things like this, you can mekayim suda shlishis. V'yeshomer, though they say, shiach lasos b'darin shemalafti me'em epas. Some see the things that you normally put onto bread. Kibasar v'dagim, like basar v'dagim, avalo b'peros, according to the shita. Basar v'dagim, yes. Peros, no, because basar v'dagim are things that you normally eat with bread. Peros, you don't necessarily eat with bread. V'yeshomer, in the third shita, afilu peros yach lasoso. And some say, even peros, you can mekayim suda shlishis. Says the Mechaber, how do we pass me 3 days? Dafka bread, also, we have actually four shittas. We have dafka bread, also mizona second shita, also basar v'dagim a third shita, or also peros, the most makel shita. Says the Mechaber, usvar rishona ikar, shitzar classes of a pass. The ikar shita is the first shita that you have to do it all you need bread. Elin Kane, usama biyotar, once again, if you're so savea, and it's gonna be a chilek, if you can't get bread on you, but you can get peros, so better to have peros than to have a chilek asa al yidei bread. Says the Rama, Omamakum Shia Shalalach al Pas, Kiyom Be'erev Pesach, Chaliyos B'Shabbos. Or in a case where you can't have bread, like the famous case of Erev Shabbos, Chaliyos B'Shabbos, where you can't have bread in the Iker Zman of Sudat Shishit, Shalalach al Pas, La'achar Mincha, because you can't eat after Mincha, Moreno Rabbeinu Nemetzel points out, it's the Lav Dafka after Mincha, it's Achar Zman Achilas, Isra Achilas Chametz, which is the Dalit Shos. We already don't eat bread. It's not really time of mincha. But the point is over here, you can't have it at the time of Suda Shlishis, or at mincha time, you can't have chametz, and therefore you can't have bread. It sounds like over here, once again, the Ramah holds the Iker Shalashudis on here. Shalash Shechal Yos Pesach is the fruit, or whatever you're going to have after Mizan Mincha, because that is the Iker time of Shalashudis. We'll come back to see today with more Ha'aras, and we'll finish off the Simen next time. Ad Kan for today.